A very good evening and a very warm welcome to Money Control. My name is Rakesh and it's time for the Market Closing Podcast. How did the markets behave? What were some stocks and news? What did we hear from the earnings season quarters? What else do you have to know about what happened outside of the market? All of that and more right here on the Market Closing Podcast with me, Rakesh, on Money Control.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Well, in the tussle between the bulls and the bears, it seems that the bulls have managed to hold on to momentum despite muted global cues in the morning to push the Nifty 50 index back above 10,600 levels for the first time since the 5th of February 2018, and the candlestick patterns have formed a bullish candle on Tuesday today. The index flirted with 10,600 levels on more than one occasion in the recent past, but Tuesday's session was a mark of strength from the bulls. But for the rally to gain momentum, the Nifty 50 has to close above the 10,630 levels. And in the three other days that remain during this trading week, we'll just have to find out if that is indeed going to be the case. Just to get a sense of the numbers, Nifty 50 closed 29.65 points higher at 10,614, just about 16 points shy of the 10,630 levels that I spoke about, while the S&P BSE Sensex ended 165 points higher at 34,616. There was, of course, a lot of momentum in individual stocks as nearly 100 stocks on the Bombay Stock Exchange on Dalal Street rose to their fresh 52-week highs. Some of the stocks which got those 52-week highs include companies like Lakshmi Machine, VST Tillers, Lux Industries, IndusInd Bank, Shriram Transport Finance, Steel Strips, Zydus Wellness, Kotak Mahindra Bank, among others. Looking at the sectors, it was the energy index which was among the leaders today, boosting up, so to speak, by about 2.3%, and that was followed by oil and gas, which gained as much as 1.5%. Capital goods index also ended in the green, 0.65% higher. On the losing front, though, today was a bad day for the metal index, slipping as much as 1.8%, as did the IT index, which dropped by about 1.69%, and the S&P BSE power index closed 0.3% lower as well. The S&P BSE mid-cap index closed flat, while the small-cap index closed marginally lower at about 0.13% down. The market breadth, though, was in favor of declines, as advanced decline ratio stood at about 3:4. Just as a quick recap of what happened in the Sensex, the top gainers today were Reliance Industries, up 3.7%, followed by Yes Bank, which was up 3.3%, Mahindra & Mahindra at 1.9%, ICICI Bank up 1.6%. Top losers on the Sensex, Infosys was down 2.4%, Tata Steel was down 1.2%, and TCS was down 0.8%, so its market evaluation might not, at the moment I'm speaking, be $100 billion, but it certainly hit that mark yesterday. And among the other top Sensex losers was SBI, which was down 0.87%. So which were some stocks in news? Like I said, it was a bad day for the metal index. It closed nearly 2% lower, weighed down, of course, by a fall in global commodity prices. NALCO, that is, of course, the National Aluminium Company Limited, and Hindalco Industries slipped as much as 7% each. Vedanta slipped 2.2% and Tata Steel closed 1.2% down on what was a pretty bad showing for the BSE metal index. Reliance Industries Limited, well, the subscribers addition in the month of February was strong. Reliance Jio, which is the subsidiary of Reliance Industries, has added 87.4 lakh subscribers in February compared to 83 lakh in the previous month. So the Reliance Industries stock rose as much as 3.6% to end at 970 rupees. Of course, disclosure, Reliance Industries is the sole beneficiary of Independent Media Trust, which controls Network 18 Media, of which Money Control is also a part. Quick disclosure there. Well, moving on from Reliance Industries, shares of Reliance Naval and Engineering tumbled as much as 13% in afternoon trade on Tuesday after auditors expressed doubt whether the Anil Ambani-led company can continue to go on and have shared this concern. So the concern there causing as much as a 13% tumble in the shares of Reliance Naval and Engineering. Among some stocks that did exceptionally well today, Gati shares have rallied as much as 20% ahead of the board meeting on Thursday. The logistic company said in its filing, and I quote, "A meeting of the board of directors of the company will be held on Thursday, that is the 26th of April 2018, to review, consider and pass the enabling resolution for exploring the possibility of inducting a new financial or strategic partner to augment the future growth of the company." So clearly, investors liked that piece of news and the stocks rallied as much as 20%. Another rally that we saw was was in the case of Gujarat Narmada Valley Fertilizers and Chemicals, which jumped as much as 7% intraday after strong March quarter earnings. Profit after tax, that is PAT, increased sharply by about 38% to 329 crore rupees for the quarter that ended March 2018, up from the 238 crores that we saw in the year ago quarter. Considering we are in the middle of earnings season, two other companies also announced their earnings. ICICI Prudential Life share price gained over 7% despite a 16.6% fall year-on-year in consolidated profit at 340.3 crores for the March quarter. Gross premium income grew by 15.2% to 8,729 crore rupees compared to 7,579 crores in year-ago period. Another company that announced its earnings, Coromandel International. The share price of Coromandel International fell nearly 11% after the company reported a 49% decline in consolidated profit at 73.5 crores year-on-year. Outside of the stocks, what were the big news that we were tracking through the day? Well, the Trump administration is working on proposals to streamline the H-1B visa procedure, which is, of course, the most sought-after visa by Indian IT professionals. They want to focus on attracting the best and the brightest foreign talents, according to a top federal agency official. So this streamlining and how it affects the hundreds of thousands of Indian engineers in America will, of course, remain to be seen. And we will, of course, bring you the latest as and when we get them. Alembic Pharma, meanwhile, has received zero observations from American regulator US FDA for its Panelav plant. The company informed exchanges that the United States Food and Drug Administration has conducted an inspection at Alembic Pharmaceuticals API facility between the 16th and the 23rd of April and have received zero observations. So on the back of that, obviously the stocks of Alembic Pharma rallied as much as 3%.
An Inside 18 special for Money Control.
Now that we've seen the desi picture, what is happening in the rest of the world? Asian markets ended mostly higher, despite the Dow and the Nasdaq stumbling amid a decline in tech shares. China's Shanghai Composite, the mainland one, gained 2%, whereas Hong Kong's Hang Seng gained 1.3%, while Japan's Nikkei rose as much as 0.9%. European markets have been slightly higher as investors monitor the latest deluge of corporate earnings. Germany's DAX and Britain's FTSE have been up about 0.3% at the time of me telling you this. And meanwhile, another important piece of news that we have been tracking, oil prices. International oil prices have hit their highest levels since late 2014, pushed up by expectations of renewed US sanctions against Iran and as OPEC continued withholding supplies amid strong demand. Brent crude futures have been up 0.28% at about $74.92 a barrel, and US West Texas intermediate crude futures have been up 0.55% at $69.02 a barrel. Well, that's all that transpired in the markets today. We will, of course, meet you first thing in the morning with what to expect from the markets before the market opens and a list of stocks from one of our analysts that could give you great returns. With that promise, and of course also not missing an opportunity to wish Master Blaster Sachin Tendulkar a very happy birthday, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us on Money Control, and we'll see you first thing in the morning tomorrow.